when people criticize the guys that didn't play the game, they criticize players for taking plays off. It's pretty hard to take a play off without somebody noticing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's hard to take a play off, and sometimes in situations, and they, you know, winning seems to iron over an assortment of wrinkles. And I think that when you win a game and you make mistakes, you know, coaches will point them out, but they're not harped upon. The media, you know, just kind of glosses it over because the only thing that they're concerned with is the fact that you won. And because you won, all of those other things, you know, are just a byproduct. But I think when you lose, all of those things come to the surface. When a guy gets beaten or losing effort, you know, the media makes a big deal about it. The coaches make a big deal about it. And, yes, you know, you have to sit in that meeting and be accountable to your teammates because all 11 guys have got a job to do. And if you're the guy that didn't get the job done, you know, then you're the guy that's going to get pointed out in the meeting. You know, and if it happens too often, you're going to be out of a job, you know. So it's just such a fine line between, you know, when you win and being called out for making mistakes and when you lose and being called out, you know, and making mistakes. Because when you lose, you know, it's magnified greatly.